going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, back in the studio on a Hertz day, WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The Eagles schedule is out. Aaron Nola stinks. Ike, we're back. How you feeling, brother?
Feeling good, brother Spike. Listen, we got a split yesterday. Lost the series. Does not feel good. But we come back tomorrow. And we'll bounce back. Who we got? Pittsburgh next?
Yeah. Skeens on Sunday.
Skeens.
Rivalry weekend.
That'll be pretty good. So, yeah, looking forward to
that. Is that what MLB calls it? Rivalry weekend?
Yeah, it's rivalry weekend.
Yeah, how do we get the Pirates in?
Because we're big. You don't have a hatred? Like, would you say Eagles, Cowboys, and then Phillies, Pirates?
Phillies, Pirates.
Yeah, it's okay. Right there.
Is that why they have the Yankees, Mets on Sunday?
Yeah. It's rivalry series. Weekend.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. Okay. Yeah.
Everybody thinks Yankees, Mets, and then they think Phillies, Pirates.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
But I am excited about going through the schedule today. Feeling good. I know everybody's like, oh, man, schedule looks tough. It's going to be hard to repeat. You know what I say?
What do you say?
You guys still aren't comfortable wearing the hat. And when the hat that I'm talking about is the hat of gold standard. That's what we are.
Yeah.
We're the gold standard. I'm comfortable wearing that hat. Can't wait to get into this schedule. Smells like repeat to me.
No,
that's all I'm saying. Jackie Baseball. You better have something good for us about this team. Not a good outing yesterday. Just saying. Not a good outing. I'll let you, boy.
There it is.
Spike ordered socks on DoorDash.
I did. Got to go to the Providence Animal Center Gala tonight. Didn't have the right socks. I ordered them on DoorDash.
Unbelievable.
Well, look.
Most people order food.
Is there anything you don't order on DoorDash?
If I need something, I can't go anywhere. You know, I'm not in a job. My old job, I used to be able to, I can just walk to the store. I can't walk to the store here. We got to be on for the show.
That's right.
Yeah.
Are you happy that we're back in the studio?
I am so happy that we're back in the studio. Nice. We've been here in a week.
I agree with you on that.
Yeah, feeling good.
Good to see everyone. I didn't know Lakin still worked here. Yeah. Didn't know a lot of people still worked here.
They do. So it is a big show. It is Eagles schedule release day. We will have a very special Thursdays with Elliot. We did not have Tuesdays with Elliot, so Elliot joins us at 3. We do have the new Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings today at 4:30. Brodes will join us. When's Brodes join us? 4 o'clock for Flyers and 50.
Yeah. Talk it. Real hockey
talk. Real hockey talk here on the WIP Afternoon Show. But as Ike said, it is schedule release day. So, you know, today is the day that you and us get to give our first record on the record for the Philadelphia Eagles this year. So 215-592-9494. Through the show, we will go through the schedule, sort of quarter of the schedule by quarter of the schedule, four games by four games until the very end. So that will be through the show. I just want to, before we go through the first four games, I just want to say I do think the schedule is brutal. absolutely brutal. We knew the teams were brutal, right? We already knew the teams were playing. But I do think that the Eagles don't play consecutive games at home. If you remember last year, they didn't have to get on a plane for the last 6 weeks of the season. They only played two teams all year that I think are going to have losing records. And one of them is the Giants, the Raiders and the Giants. 11 of the 17 games come against teams that were in the playoffs last year. The teams that they play away, their record last year was 96-57.
Yeah,
I count three different gauntlets in the season. So I think it is a very tough schedule. It doesn't mean they can't repeat, but I do think a 14-3 regular season is going to be a very, very tough putt.
That'll probably be tough.
Yeah. So why don't we go through, let's do the first four games. Go around the horn here. First four games. So game one is at home. It is Thursday Night Football, the season opener against the Cowboys. Game two, away against the Kansas City Chiefs. Game three, at home against the Rams. And then our annual week four September game in Tampa Bay. I actually do think games two through four are a mini gauntlet. I call that a mini gauntlet. I think Chiefs, Rams, Bucks is tough, especially Bucks for the Eagles, especially on the road. So for the first four games, I have the Eagles at 2-2. I can't tell you exactly how I think it's going to be 2-2.
No,
what I do is I sort of say they'll win one of these two, they'll win one of those two. That's what I sort of say. So I think the opening game of the season is a win. I will say that. I think they beat the Cowboys in week one. But I only think they win one of those other three games. So I think they end up the first four games 2-2. The Cowboys, the Chiefs, the Rams, and the Bucks. Ike?
Well, Fritz, where are you?
Oh, well, Fritz is answering calls.
Acting like he's on the phone.
Well,
yeah, no, I did that to avoid any Eagles talk, for
okay.
sure.
Okay,
yeah.
First four games, Jack.
Yeah, they're going 2-2. I mean, to expect anything more, I think, is ridiculous. So, first off, the Cowboys game week one is a must win.
It's absolutely a must win.
I know we can joke around, do the ha-ha, but this is no laughing matter. This is NFL schedule release day. That is a must win game. Because guess what? You're losing in Kansas City, and then you're losing one of the Rams or Bucks games. There's no doubt about it. Now, I think that they beat the Bucks this year. I think they get the 2-2 by winning week one, losing the next 2 weeks, or 1-2, and then they beat Tampa Bay. Because all we're going to hear that entire week is Bowles this, Bowles that. And if I know old QB1 like I know QB1, he thinks about at night, he probably has a Todd Bowles like thing he fires darts at. You know what I mean? So I think he's going to be ready for Todd Bowles.
He's got a bullseye on Todd Bowles.
That's right. Like, I'm for as much as the Jalen, I'm actually sick of the Todd Bowles thing. I'm ready to beat Todd Bowles. I think this is the year that we get him.
Okay, so you have 2-2. So Jack has them beating the Dallas Cowboys, and I do agree that that is a must-win game, home against the Cowboys week one, losing to the Chiefs and the Rams, and then beating the Bucks. I would say, if you made me pick, I would say lose to the Chiefs, beat the Bucks and lose to the Rams. That's how I would get 2-2. Ike, first four games, where do you have them?
As usual, let me roll through here.
Okay.
Cowboys, that's a win.
Okay.
Stop it. That's a win. Thursday night, banner night, plastic face. He gets to see another banner raised that doesn't have a star on it. It'll have an eagle on it. So, yes, Jerry Jones gets to watch us raise a banner on championship night. Then we get a 9-day, 10-day layoff.
Mini bye
to get prepared to take on the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, one would think, you know what? Revenge game for the Chiefs. They're going to be ready for the Eagles. No way you're going into Kansas City and winning. Ha, ha, ha. I laugh in the face of foolishness. 2-0. We go to Kansas City. Dude, did you see that game on February 9th?
Yeah, but it wasn't in Kansas City.
Did you see that game?
I saw the game.
Did you see the difference in level of talent on this team versus that team?
Yep.
I don't know what the Chiefs did this offseason. Did the Chiefs do anything this offseason? But they ain't like the same team. Did they do? That's a legitimate question, too. I don't think they really did anything this offseason.
Yeah, exactly.
They did nothing of note.
Chiefs. I see Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes.
Yes, great. Yep. Yes. The best at it. I get it. But even they need help.
Wow.
21 points per game one season, 22 points per game another season. The last 2 years, Kansas City's offense has been mediocre at best. I think the Eagles go into Arrowhead and get another victory against the Chiefs. Now, Rams, this is why we're going 3-0. Rams have to come out here, play a 1 o'clock game.
They had to come out here last playoffs, and they were the sack away from beating us.
Don't care.
Okay.
They got to come out here and play a 1 o'clock game. Don't know what the exact record is for those West Coast teams to come out to the East Coast to play at 1 o'clock.
It's a tough spot.
It's not very good.
Yep, it's a tough spot.
Yeah, so I'll give the advantage to the Eagles in that game as well. We start off 3-0. Then we go to Tampa. Tampa Bay. I tell you, I'm so sick of losing to this team.
Yep.
Yeah, we all are. And so are the Eagles. We go to Tampa Bay. We win that game as well.
4-0,
first quarter of the season. 4 wins. That's not even that difficult, quite honestly. Our toughest game is at home against the Rams. We got that game at home at 1 o'clock.
Now, I'll remind you, I'm not going to talk you off your position here. I know I'm not going to be able to.
Mm-hmm.
But this is also in your plan to start Saquon Barkley off slow, right?
Yes.
Your 10 to 15 touches a game plan. And that we're going 4-0 with your 10 to 15 touches per game plan in the first 6 weeks.
Well, that's if they do it 10 to 15 times.
Well, right. Yeah. But even if they listen to you, you're still there.
Yeah.
4-0.
4-0.
All right.
Not even that difficult.
215-592-9494. After seeing the schedule, what do you think of it? Where do you have the Eagles at? All right. We will go to the second 4 games. October 5th at home against the Denver Broncos.
Mm.
October 9th, short week, Thursday night football at the Giants.
Mm.
Then on the road again, October 19th, a 1 o'clock game at the Minnesota Vikings. And then back home again against the New York Giants. First of all, the NFL schedule makers, very, very highly paid, I would imagine. How are we playing the Giants 2 out of 3 weeks and the Commanders 2 out of 3 weeks?
Lazy.
Like, how does that happen, by the way?
I have no idea.
So I have them going 2-2 in these 4 games as well.
Jesus Christ.
So here's why. I do. Jesus, so I have gracious. Them 4-4 after the first 8 games.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Right. Going into the bye. Because I have them splitting with every team in the division. So
you think we're going 3-3 in the NFC East?
I do.
So, my ass.
You shut up in there. So I have them losing one of the Giants games, and then I actually have them beating the Broncos and then losing in Minnesota. So I have them 4-4 after the first 8 games, 2-2 in the first 4, 2-2 in the second 4. Jack, where do you have them in the second 4 games?
So I think they beat the Broncos, but I think that game's going to be tight. If I have a feeling on it, I think that's going to be a tight game.
That other quarterback just wins. Just, I don't know if you heard of it.
She just wins. But yep. Also, Patrick Surtain. You know,
yep.
On the receivers.
Awesome.
Yep. How's that make you feel? They obviously are not losing to the Giants. Let's grow up a little bit. So they're going to win on Thursday Night Football. But I do think they lose to the Vikings October 19th. We'll see how that team is, but it just feels like a scheduled loss. And then they do beat the Giants. So I have a nice little 3-1 stretch. That's where his team gets hot. Okay. 5-3 heading into the bye.
All right. Jack has him at 5-3 heading into the bye. I have him at 4-4 heading into the bye. Ike, what do you got?
All right. Now, this was a little trickier here, right? We got a couple. We got three straight 1 o'clock games here.
Yep.
Three straight 1 o'clock games. How about that?
I don't think we have any 1 o'clock games after the bye, or maybe only one after the bye. They're all early. All the 1 o'clock games are early.
Okay. First half of the season. Yep. Yeah. Certainly looks like it. Certainly looks like it. All right. I'll take that. Denver at home at 1 o'clock. No way. Denver's coming out here winning. What's the quarterback out there?
Bo Nix.
Yeah, Bo Nix.
Yeah, come on, you like Bo Nix.
I do like Bo Nix. Yes. Not against us though. Here again, another was that Mountain Zone, West Coast, whatever the hell they are, coming out here for a 1 o'clock game. Not going to bode well for them. Just ask them the last time they were here when they got the brakes beat off of them back in 17. I remember that very well. And then on a short week, we go to New York. Return of Saquon to New York, national TV, well, Prime Video, Thursday night. That game's going to be trickier than I think. It is. And I'm trying to figure out, do you lose this game just because it's on a short week and you're going on the road? Not that the Giants are a better team, but you are on a short week.
Giants are will be an improved team.
And they will be an improved team, I believe. I want to give them a loss between Minnesota and New York. Which are they most likely to lose to?
Now, Minnesota's going to have J.J. McCarthy as quarterback.
Who I have no faith in.
But a head coach that might be a quarterback whisperer. Who knows?
Yep.
You know?
Yeah. You know what? I'll give them a loss there. I'll give them a loss against Minnesota.
Okay. And then the final Giants game?
They beat the Giants coming back. Yeah, they beat the Giants coming back home. So, yeah. I got them at 7-1 after the first eight.
The only problem with the only thing about that Vikings game, they're going to have a nice time off between the Thursday night game and that Vikings game. So,
yeah.
They should be pretty well
recouped. Yeah.
When was the last time the Vikings won here? I mean,
well, but it's in Minnesota.
It's in Minnesota. It's a little different. Right. That was the game that Doug tried the fake field goal at Jake Elliott.
Well, here's the thing. Here's my problem. Because I could have them at 8-0.
You going to amend?
Of course.
Well, here's the thing. Jack's right. There's a 10-day rest period there between that Thursday night game to the Vikings.
So you're going to give them a loss to the Giants then?
And I don't want to give them a divisional loss.
Okay.
So I think they go 5-1. No, I got them going 4-2 in the division.
Okay.
I got them going 4-2. I'll give them a loss on a short week to the Giants, and they bounce back, beat Minnesota, and then beat the Giants at home.
Okay, so 7-1, with the only loss being at the Giants.
And New York's on a short week.
Jack has them at 5-3. I have them at 4-4 in the first eight games. 215-592-9494. It is schedule release day for the Philadelphia Eagles. Corey in Columbus is our leadoff hitter. Corey, you're on WIP.
Hey, man, I got 17-0. Listen, y'all.
Yep, there he is. There he is.
I'm not picking no losses on my team. Like, y'all step here. Oh, they're going to lose. First of all, Jack talking about passer. Ask Passer 10 what Smitty used to do to him at Bama in the heat. He need extra water breaks because he on the sideline. Because Smitty got him running all over the field. Ask him about that. You know what I'm saying? And we ain't even talking about AJ. Right? Who else y'all say? The Giants, please. Yeah. Neighbors worrying about Lotto. What Lotto doing, when she going to come to the games and all that. Now, see, we focus. My quarterback, you know, he
they're going to lose a game, Corey. Can we stop this? Can you give us real analysis?
No, what are you trying to
real
prove to
analysis.
Everybody?
Time out. I said my prediction. Last year, y'all had them losing to the Bengals.
Oh, you are sick, man.
I know. How did that go?
But you're really going to say 17-0?
Listen, because I can't pick a loss. I don't know.
Yeah, you
can.
You're a football guy.
When I look at who they're going against, like, we the better team, so I can't pick no loss. Last year, y'all had all them losses. Spike had 10-6. Jack lied talking about he did that little 15-1, 16-1.
Yeah,
well, he was more accurate than anybody else.
And Rod gave me a lot of credit pre-show.
I give Ike doing it right. Like, Ike pick a loss because, you know, they going to lose a game. But I can't see, like, who am I looking at? We ain't going to lose to no Chiefs. We damn sure ain't going to lose to no Cowboys. You talking about the Rams. Okay, Rams got like, what we do to them at that? What do Rams ask them last time the Rams beat us? I want to know, John McVay, that great coach, when he go up against Sirianni and Jalen Hurts, what happened? I don't know about ifs and what ifs and maybes. I don't know about none of that. All I know is what I see. And I see L's when we see the Rams. When the Rams see us, they see L's. They hear that fly, Eagles fly. They hear that a lot. That's all I know.
I don't know if you can be a leadoff hitter saying 17-0.
I don't know. I'm giving you facts. Y'all up here talking about losses and stuff. I don't know about that. I don't know about the Commander. We put 55 on the championship game on their head. We ain't talking about a regular season. We talking about the NFL. We beat both teams in the Super Bowl. It was 34-0 in the Super Bowl.
Different team. Different team.
The Super Bowl.
Different team.
The Commanders, everybody loves Jaden Daniels, right? We put up 55 on it, and he wanted to be Usher. You know what I'm saying? We scoring touchdowns. We winning. He get a little touchdown. He want to be Usher. And I'm supposed to pick them to maybe beat us? Us? The guy that they said work out like Jordan and Kobe? What? You talking about Pat Surtain? And I'm like, what? Bo Nix? He can't even beat Josh Allen. All right? He can't even beat. And we know what happened when Josh Allen, any of them top five, y'all know what happened when they roll up against QB1. Y'all know. What's the record? 6-0, 7-0, huh? And you want me to pick a loss? Come on, y'all.
Yeah, I think it's about time. We can't have Corey leading off schedule release day anymore. It's crazy.
What did I say that was wrong?
We just said real.
We want real.
You don't need to prove to everybody in Kentucky you're the biggest Eagles fan.
When did I say that was wrong? I heard.
Well, 17-0 was a little bit out.
I didn't say they was going to go. I said, I just don't see no. I can't. When I look at the schedule, they obviously going to lose. But I can't pick them.
You ain't picking them right.
Maybe Tampa Bay because it's hot. Why we always got play there? When Tampa Bay going to come up here? Yeah, see, that's something else, too. You know what I'm saying? They always want to get him the advantage. It's going to be in September, 110 degrees. Come on now.
All right, Corey. By the way, could the schedule makers help out fans of Philly a little bit?
I know.
I mean, put the Tampa game in November or December. Don't put it in September.
Way too hot.
Yeah.
Way too hot.
It's a fun trip, of course. But, man, I would love to get away in November and December.
Although, man, Eagles fans up in Buffalo in November in the snow.
In December?
Okay.
Yes.
Whatever.
Yeah.
That sounds
like.
That's
one of the trips?
Yeah.
To Buffalo?
Well, he does all the games. And actually, fans of Philly has like a separate Buffalo faction or whatever. Like, they do Buffalo trips too.
Yeah.
Now, do they spell it with a PH too?
Yeah. Fans of Buffalo. Just confuse everyone in Buffalo. Yeah, that Buffalo trip might be dangerous. That might be a dangerous one.
Especially if both teams are like really good.
Oh my God, yes. Yeah. Think of all the tables that people will be going through in the parking lot.
You know Jason will be there. Kelsey.
Oh yes, of course.
He's built for that game.
Well, I actually think that there is there's not a rivalry there, so I think there will actually be some camaraderie between Eagles fans and Bills fans.
Well,
I think
they're like the same.
There's probably a mutual respect there. I don't think that's like a rowdy against each other game. I think that's everybody celebrate with each other how rowdy they are. That's my
well, yeah, a one-up kind of performance by the fans.
I would love to take that trip.
I agree.
Yeah, I would like to take that.
That
trip
might be
to
a
Buffalo.
Show trip.
Yeah, to
we'll
Buffalo.
We'll get you to eat buffalo wings.
I have in Buffalo. Have you?
No.
Okay. I've eaten Buffalo wings in Buffalo.
Horrible city.
It's a dark city. Yeah, it's a very gray. Very gray in Buffalo.
Hope Glenn's not listening. It's very boring city.
Well, used to take trips there when I was in college. We were in Syracuse. There's a taco place out there called Mighty Taco. We would drive out, get tacos, get wings, and then drive back 2.5 hours each way. All right. It's schedule release day for the Eagles. We are at the bye. Ike has them at 7-1. Jack has them at 5-3. I have them at 4-4. Corey doesn't see any losses on the schedule.
Can you feel that drama intensifying after the break?
After the break, we get to the next three
games.
Yes. 215-592-9494. Next four games.
Yeah,
yes.
We're easy in there.
Yeah, relax.
We get it.
Yeah, you're right.
I know. It's schedule release day. Yes. We get it. Yeah. They're never going to lose.
Yeah, it's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fred.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.